We're speaking now with Helen Parsons. She's a candidate for the Pendre Hospital Board of Trustees for the Pendre Hospital District. Helen, thank you for speaking with us today.
Chris, thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Tell us a bit about yourself, including how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, I'm a third generation native to Sandpoint, actually. I was named after Dr. Helen Peterson, the doctor who delivered me. I married Darren Parsons, and we have two daughters. We've been married 32 years. Haley and Stefan Harlicker live in town, and so do Emily and Dakota Jackson.
Okay, so you have pretty deep roots here.
you can say that. Our roots are deep.
So what professional or personal experience do you have that provides good qualifications for this position?
Well, I worked at Sandpoint Women's Health for over 28 years, so I believe my experience working there not only gives me the qualified experience for this position, but the passion necessary to serve as a proponent of healthcare in our community and surrounding areas. Working at Sandpoint Women's Health, starting at the front desk, working my way up in the office, I dealt with a lot of patients, the incredible community that we have in helping patients with financial needs, and just the whole gamut of what comes with that.
You said you started in the front office. Where did you end up? What other kinds of positions might you have held in all that time?
In all the time being there, I did. I started at the front office. I did billing for a little bit. I did surgery scheduling for a little bit. I ended up being the office manager with the great opportunity to work with the providers, bring providers in, managing the budget,
okay,
dealing with health insurance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, big, diverse. So you've dealt with a lot of people that were actually looking for services.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you held any other elective offices? Are you involved with any other nonprofit groups you want to mention?
Well, I currently was appointed to the Pendre Hospital District Board in the fall of 2019 when a seat was vacated. So I have been serving on that board. For the last 20 years, I've been serving on the worship ministry at my church. I'm very active in my church. I also serve at North Summit After School Program, and I also volunteer to the Pendre, the Bonner General Health Foundation Council.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And here's the question I ask all the candidates. Why are you running for election or re-election, in a sense, to the hospital district board?
I'm running for a seat on this board, Chris, because I have a passion for good quality health care to remain and grow in our local community. As our community grows, we have a lot of needs out there that I just feel supporting Bonner General is a win for our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know the answer to this question, but have you ever attended a hospital district board meeting?
I have. I have quite a few.
Yeah, since you actually sit on the board right now. So how much of a user are you of Bonner General Health Services just as an individual consumer?
I am a huge user of Sandpoint Women's Health, of Bonner General Health, of the lab. They have an amazing team over there.
So you're well acquainted with the services that they provide as a user yourself.
I am.
Okay. Well, here's a question for you. It's a little bit conceptual, but I think a lot of our listeners are not necessarily aware of what the hospital district is about and what its function is. Can you, in your own words, describe that for us?
Absolutely. We, as a board, allocate where the taxpayers' funds go. And right now, they are being earmarked for behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, and Sandpoint Women's Health.
Okay, so for those three specific services that Bonner General Health provides.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you consider to be the issues in this race for the hospital district board?
I believe that the board's current operations of supporting the three clinics that I just mentioned is vital. I'd love to see us expand the support of the growing need of behavioral health in our community, as it's an ever-growing need as our community continues to grow. I also believe that Bonner General is a vital part of Sandpoint community. You know, whether you need an ER visit, emergency surgery, you're having a baby, Bonner General has always been there for our community, for the surrounding areas. A lot of people come to Bonner General. And during COVID, it was no different. The providers, the nurses, medical assistants, lab assistants, they all continued to show up at work and do their job very well. I feel that the past year has served as a good reminder for our community that we need to continue to support Bonner General.
Well, a big part of the board, and especially of this board, I think, if any governmental unit is oversight of the budget, do you feel the hospital district trustees do a good job managing their budget?
I do. It was a hard year last year with COVID. The clinics were limited to what they could do. Elective surgeries were no longer an option. So the financial support was probably more than years past. I haven't been on the board an entire year that didn't have COVID in it. So I'm not sure how to answer the question the years before that.
Yeah, it was an awfully different sort of year, I'm sure, in the healthcare arena. Well, are there any other issues you'd like to mention here at this point? We do have about 3 minutes left.
I just want to reiterate that I just think that continuing to support our hospital, to continue to have quality health care, to remain and grow in our community is just vital, to have it readily available for us. I think it's super important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with about a minute left for a closing statement, what would you like voters to consider when they're weighing who they want to vote for in this election?
I guess I would just like to say I'm dedicated to this cause and to this community. I'm not going anywhere. I will continue to fight to keep healthcare top of mind for our ever-growing community. And
okay.
I appreciate everyone who votes for me and gives me that honor.
And the election, to throw that in there, is May 18th. That's election day. But as this airs, we'll be in, there'll be about 3 days left for people to go and do early voting, which they would do at the Bonner County Election Office and their administrative offices on Highway 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people can hear today's talks and go vote.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.